Hi everyone, and welcome to another voice note from the FPL family. I'm Sam, and today it's wildcard time. So I've been waiting very, very patiently with my wildcard over the last few, months really, since it became active in January, waiting for a moment where I looked at my team and thought, there's enough of you that I want rid of, that now is the time to play that chip. And I thought last week, heading into double game week 29, that this might be the week. I looked at my team and thought, goodness, there's a lot of potential problems in there. There's a lot of potential players who have done really well for me, but maybe are now coming to the end of their time in my team. Maybe not necessarily through any fault of their own, but because there are others who are in really good form. But not only are they in really good form, but they also have more fixtures between now and the end of the season, or they have more attractive fixtures between now and the end of the season. So I want to talk you through my current draft of my wildcard and why I've decided to make the transfers and the changes that I have so far. This is far from a completed wildcard, and I'll still likely be tinkering with this on Saturday morning right up until the deadline. It's the exception to the rule, I think. You know, normally I have this rule that I don't make changes on deadline day. However, when I'm wildcarding, I don't abide by that rule, because I think, you know, when you're wildcarding, you're not just making those changes for the game week that you have coming up. You're making them for, well, at this stage of the season, I'm making them ideally to last me right the way through till game week 38. So let's start in goal. My original team had Kepa and Danny Ward as my goalkeepers, and both of them obviously have some issues currently. So Danny Ward has seemingly lost his spot in the starting 11 to Everson. Whether that remains the case when Leicester sign a new manager remains to be seen. I think there's enough uncertainty there in terms of Danny Ward and whether he will constantly be on the bench and whether Everson remains the starter to make me think that Danny Ward is not worth the 0.2 extra, 0.2, that you have to pay to have him over Everson, particularly with Everson getting the starts at the moment. And whilst they're in caretaker manager circumstances, I suspect Everson will continue to get the starts. I mean, I don't think Everson's a great pick either at the moment, because obviously Leicester have not been keeping clean sheets. They're playing particularly badly. They do really have to turn it around. So Ward was an easy sell. Had Kepa, who was more difficult, and I kind of ummed and ahed over this, and I was umming and ahing at the beginning of the week when I was thinking about getting rid of Kepa. And then the Frank Lampard announcement came, and I was like, right, okay, I have to get rid of Kepa now, because, you know, under Lampard historically, he didn't play Kepa, he played Mendy. So I'm suspecting that there might be some changes in the way that Chelsea go about their defending. You know, we saw that Potter liked Kepa because of the playing out from the back thing. This is why he didn't really like Mendy. I think we might see the reverse circumstances with Frank Lampard. But there's enough uncertainty there that made me think, well, I don't want to spend 4.6 million on Kepa, knowing that, you know, he was going to be a second goalkeeper is the reality, because you've got to get somebody in that's guaranteed to be playing. Look across the rest of the goalkeepers and you've got so many potential issues, so many of the cheaper ones not keeping clean sheets or in a difficult situation. You know, the reality is, in the Premier League table right now, right up to Crystal Palace, anybody could still go down. I think it's, you know, one of those guys probably going down with Southampton and Bournemouth. That's how it feels at the moment. But I don't really want to pick a goalkeeper from within there. I did look at Gaeta sort of in a moment and think, well, the fixtures are quite nice for Crystal Palace, maybe. And Hodgson's back, so maybe we might see a little bit more kind of defensive security. But I just don't think I want to go there. So then I thought, well, actually, maybe it's time for a change of tact with my goalkeepers. Maybe it's the time to go for a premium goalkeeper. So that's what I've decided to do. So I'm going with Edison. Obviously, got some double game weeks coming up, which is nice. I'm playing a free hit in 32, so don't need to worry about that. And it really gives me the opportunity to kind of target in on Manchester City at a time where I find it hard to pick a Manchester City defender. I have gone with Everson to back up Edison because he's the cheapest goalkeeper in the game. If he keeps his spot, great. He's a great second. I don't need him though, because Edison's going to play every week unless injured. So he's just going to sit on my bench, and obviously I've already played my bench boost. So goalkeepers set and forget this time around on Edison. Did have him at the beginning of the season, if you remember. So I'm sort of going back to where I started, which feels kind of a nice way to round off the season. In defence, I've kept Trippier. He remains. And at the moment, Gabriel remains too. Gabriel could easily be somebody else. So I am pondering on also breaking one of my other rules and doubling up on a defence and having Trippier and Botman. Weirdly, because I've got loads of money in the bank, I've kind of gone, well, maybe I'll just keep Gabrielle then because I can afford to. But I'm starting to think that maybe Botman is the better option. So might do that change. Might be somebody else entirely, but Gabrielle's spot is the one that's still questionable. I've bought in Chilwell because even though I think we might see some changes defensively at Chelsea under Lampard, I don't think those changes will mean much for Chilwell. I think Chilwell and James still remain good picks. I just won't ever pick James again because he seems to hate being in my FPL teams and I get trolled by him left, right and centre. So I'm going to go in with Chilwell. I mean, he was so unlucky in game week 29 not to get more points than he did. And then I've gone with a Stupinian because, again, don't need to worry about 32, have the double in 34 and have another couple of fixtures to be rescheduled. And then I've gone for Tyrone Mings. I love what Unai Emery has done at Aston Villa. I love how they're playing right now. So defensively, I think they look good. You know, they've got a game against Nottingham Forest. I think Nottingham Forest have scored like 4 or 5 goals away from home all season. So looks good for a clean sheet this week. And I quite like the fixtures moving forward as well. So Edison and Iverson with a back five of Trippier, Mings, Chilwell, Stupinian and Gabriel at the moment. A midfield five then, and this was really hard and I'm still really struggling with this midfield five of Saka, Grealish as my massive differential, 2.9% owned, madness. Grealish, Rashford, Matoma and McAllister. So the double up of Brighton in the midfield, finally. I should have done it ages ago. I don't know why I didn't. I do know why I didn't. I didn't want to lose Martinelli and I'm still really wary of that. But I think the Gabriel Jesus thing coming back and the rotation with Trossard and Jesus and everything else it's just pushed me over the edge with Martinelli. But I do want to keep Saka. I'm never going to sell Rashford unless he gets injured. And Grealish is my differential because it feels very template, that midfield. But I don't mind that really because I think there's enough changes across the rest of the team. Obviously, I've got 3 Man City in there now with Edison, with Grealish. And I've obviously got Haaland up top. So that feels nice. 3 Brighton, so I can target their fixtures. Just the 1 Manchester United at the moment, but of course that could change. I mean, I could go with Dallow. That is something else I looked at. And I would have had Luke Shaw in there had he not picked up that injury, which looks like a hamstring injury. But obviously I'll be keeping an eye on Ten Hag's press conference tomorrow to see what he says about that. And then up top, Harry with Ollie Watkins, who unbelievable right now, by the way, and then Haaland. So it feels like a relatively template wildcard, but with a few differentials in there. And it's targeting in nicely on the players that are going to double. So I've got, you know, 3 City in there. I've got 3 Brighton in there. I've got a Chelsea and a Manchester United in there. No Liverpool yet because I don't trust them. I'm going to see how we go with them. Maybe I might bring somebody in for game week 34 if they start performing better. And if maybe Luis Diaz is back and available because I do really like him. And then maybe I could go for another Manchester United player at that point as well, but plenty of time to worry about that nearer the time. And obviously this team doesn't need to worry about 32 because I'm planning to free hit them. So that is my current wildcard draft. I will update you through social media as to how it looks by the time we hit that game week 30 deadline. All right, guys. Thanks. Talk soon.